You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Monday.
Good morning.
Let's get into this week with a voracious attitude. Ooh, that's my plan.
That's a big word, Crevo. It's too early for big words on a Monday.
Yeah, you bought yourself a thesaurus, have you?
Today's Junior.
Couldn't even say it.
You know, look, sometimes it's okay to open the wide world that is the English vocabulary and attack it. Why not? Why not?
All right, I like where this is going. This is good. Words, I like it.
Did you guys have a good weekend?
Yeah, not too bad.
Not too shabby?
Yeah, bits and bobs got on. Have a good weekend? What's your birthday over the weekend, Crevo?
Certainly was. Had a nice day yesterday.
Your 49th birthday?
Yeah, once again.
Yeah, I know. Forever 49. Trick.
Yeah. So,
what'd you get up to?
Huh?
What'd you get up to?
Went out for dinner on Saturday night, which was pretty nice. The bogey hole. This is the one we've all been wanting to try for ages.
So jealous. It's on Derby, isn't it?
Yeah.
What were your honest thoughts?
Honest opinions is it's if you've got like five people you want to feed with a recommended two-person platter.
Yeah, I've heard that.
It is the place to go.
Oh, really?
Such big serving sizes.
Oh.
It's extraordinary how much food they give you.
Wow,
Surely not. Surely not. And it's just all there. So, yeah, like I said, and I don't think they'd be against it. They're very casual, very relaxed about the whole situation. Great cocktails.
Okay. Quantity tick.
Yeah.
Quality?
Quality pretty good, but it's like more casual than I expected.
Okay. Right, okay.
Yeah, it's very relaxed kind of, you know, just chilled out food.
I like that.
Yeah, it is, like I said, if you've got a family of five and only want to pay for two people, that's the place to go.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Saving money.
Certainly.
Oh, what a treat.
You guys have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was all
Anything right. exciting happen?
You're
getting pointed at,
Steven's frosty.
Yesterday I just felt real sorry for myself. A little bit hungover.
Okay.
So
that's all right.
I'm keen to get in this week and rest up a little bit.
Yeah, well, the
short week, you know.
That's true. Short week and a new week has started. Mm-hmm. I feel good about this week. Mm-hmm.
Come on.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
And Blaxland just mentioned it there in your 100% live and local newsroom.
Yeah.
But unfortunate result for our Jets women yesterday afternoon.
So disappointing. They'd be doing so well.
For all that I complained about VAR, the video assistant referee, we need to get it in the W League.
Of course.
A-League women's, we need to get it. Like, because those, I don't know if you guys have seen much of the match. I don't know if you caught much of it. But the second two goals Melbourne scored, God, they looked offside.
Interesting. There's a lot of missed calls now. Yeah.
And if you've got the VAR, that sort of stuff gets rubbed out.
It holds you accountable, the VAR.
And you know, two-leg semi-final, it's a different story as well if we're heading to Melbourne next week. One goal down in aggregate. Instead of three goals down, it feels like less of a mountain to climb.
Yeah.
It's a shame. It really is a shame.
So you reckon the video would have reversed those results?
I reckon definitely the third one. The second one looked close. Yeah, Very close.
Interesting.
Yeah, probably would have. Yeah, it would have got rid of it, I reckon.
Well, who knows? They might come out firing next time, win like 10-0 or something. Touch wood.
Well, that's the beauty of a semi-final with two legs.
Yep.
There's always the chance to redeem yourself in the next game.
That's it.
But yeah, it was a great crowd. There was over like 6,000 there. Over 6,500, I think.
That is good.
That's like nearly double than what they had at the men's on Friday night. Just side note.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
That is a big result.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, Blaxland.
Hello. I like Pringles.
Do you?
Yeah.
So
What's your favourite flavour, Blaxland?
Oh, the sour cream and chive ones.
Yeah, the green tube's the best tube, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Words to live
what
by.
What are your thoughts on Crocs?
Yeah, nah.
No. Okay.
You don't own any Crocs, Michael?
No, I don't. I can proudly say I'm a non-owner of Crocs.
Very good.
Excellent.
Different strokes for different folks. Tell us what's happening locally. What have you highlighted for us this morning?
A couple of things that I've been looking at. Of course, we've had, on a serious note, all of these knife crimes around Sydney there. Mm. And as I mentioned an hour ago, police did an Operation Foil over about 3 days, where more than 800 officers around everywhere in New South Wales, including the Hunter, were involved in a high-visibility operation. 51 knives and weapons seized, 145 people charged.
Wow.
Police went around looking at number of breaches, 51 people arrested over outstanding warrants, 170 drug detections, and about 1,000 traffic infringement notices. On a good note, though, Operation Pivot, apparently, was also run in conjunction with that as a way of looking at youth crime. Since it began in 2021, that's had police engage more than 3,200 youth at risk across the state, delivering delivering anti-violence presentations to 987 schools and educating more than 180,000 students now.
That's a lot.
That's a good way to start, which is great. But it's
A lot of knives seized in one fell swoop.
Yeah, it is indeed. Also, I was talking to Ari before, the big wet.
Oh, yes.
As I mentioned in the news, though, it was the second wettest day in Newcastle on Saturday since February 2022.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
So if you thought it was rainy, it was rainy.
It was very rainy.
You were correct.
Look, fortunately, it wasn't as bad as it could have been. There wasn't flooding or that sort of thing. It was just really wet.
Well, I don't know. Some of those local sports grounds, like Wall's End Seniors, their sports club, and they got flooded in.
It was a pool, wasn't it?
It was a swimming pool. Yeah.
And one fellow who lives across the road from us, it was raining really, really badly on Saturday.
At his house, was it?
No. He'd obviously taken his dog out for a walk before the rain had started. And he was walking back home when we saw him, at least sort of three or four houses in the pouring rain.
What?
Obviously, but no. But wasn't going, run. He was going, I'm so strong, I'll just walk with the dog.
Oh, Lord.
And my wife and I thought, yeah, why doesn't he run? He's getting absolutely drenched.
Are you joking?
No, I'm walking the dog, so I'll walk the dog the way I walk the dog.
Oh, some tough folks out there, isn't there? They're happy to drench their clothes.
Anyway, that's the news.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Here's also a bit of a treat for your Monday. Open your ears, okay?
They are open.
Okay, are you ready? Great. Okay, footwear company Crocs. Everybody knows what Crocs are. You know them very well. They look ridiculous on your feet, and every Cameron Parkian wears them, apparently. So Crocs have connected with the company Pringles for a multi-shoe collection that's now available. So they've teamed up, they've combined their forces, and they've come out with some products, okay?
I would say that the Venn diagram between Crocs wearers and Pringle eaters, it's all middle section.
You reckon 100% crossover?
Yeah, I think it's just a circle.
It could be.
I think people that wear Crocs almost, in fact, if you're a Crocs wearer that doesn't eat Pringles, ring up. Phone's not ringing.
What, do you think it's the official chip of the Croc?
I do.
Interesting.
They're sort of shaped the same way.
So what are these, what do they look like? Have they released Crocs?
They have, yeah. So there's Croc Slide. So there's a variety of shoes in this one-of-a-kind drop. So you've got your boots, you've got your clogs, you've got your classic slides, and also you've got Gibbets charms. So you've got a full line of things that you can choose from. So basically, your regular Crocs, they come in the colours of the flavours of Pringles. So, hey, your plain is your red, and then you've got your sweet sour chive and your whatever and this, that. So it's like four different styles. And then they've got, like, how the Pringles face has, like, that massive black moustache on the front? So, like, the design of the shoe is very similar. So they've got, like, a big black moustache, like, on, like, like where the tongue kind of would sit on a shoe, and then around the back, around your heel as well.
That's
so
cool.
So clever.
And it seems like a stretch, doesn't it?
No.
Releasing a green colourway of Crocs and being like, yeah, these are Pringles.
Oh, no. They'll make you stand out in the shops, that's for sure.
I'll have a look at a picture of these.
If your mum loses you in the shops, just wear those. She'll be able to find you quick smart. They're hilarious.
Fun fact about them as well, if you lick them, they've got a very faint taste of the Pringle flavour. That's a bit of fun for you.
Well, I'm excited for the reverse fixture. Where we get the Pringles collaboration with Crocs.
Yeah, they taste like Crocs.
Yeah, we get Croc-flavoured Pringles.
Yeah. Oh, that's disgusting.
So much excitement happening around this collaboration. It's brilliant, really.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
And, of course, we've got, you know, a big weekend for me.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was feeling a bit sorry for myself. So even though I was feeling a little bit hungover, you still got to go do your bits and bobs. Life goes on.
Sure.
Your admin for the weekend.
Exactly. So I was going to do my shopping at Charlestown Square.
Ooh.
I went to Woolies there. Anyway, I parked the car and I was walking through the car park. And obviously, they've got the big zebra crossings that go from one side to the other of the car park, essentially. So I parked down the back, was walking through there. And as I was using the zebra crossing, a car stopped for me to allow me to walk through.
As they should.
But instead of giving me the classic, like, one finger lift or the like, regular wave.
Yeah, so you're right, mate.
I got arm out, elbow locked, fully extended. Thumbs up.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
What did you do to deserve that?
I felt $1 million.
I bet you did.
Obviously, like I alluded to, was feeling sorry for myself, a bit down in the dumps. Oh. I was like, oh, this is no good. I don't want to be here. Got that thumbs up. I was like, man, my life is good. Turned around.
It lifted your spirits for the day, didn't it?
Just a simple act. I think it was the fact that the elbow was locked, fully extended out.
That's a big thumbs up, isn't it?
Big thumbs up. Would you say that was the highlight of your weekend? Highlight for society, in fact.
God, it'd be the highlight of anyone's weekend, I think.
I think it's possible maybe the reason it happened, what do you reckon, Ari, has been recognised.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's like, oh, this don't start that rubbish.
That's what it is. He's going, holy shit.
I know who that is.
Old verified Mark Crevo over here.
Is that the Steven Novos?
Yeah, brilliant.
Let's give him a full arm out the window thumbs up.
He's probably seen you on one of the banners at McDonald Jones Stadium. He's like, oh, my God, that's Steven from the Nova.
I can guarantee you that's what happened. In fact,
that's the last story I ever tell.
We'll see about that. But the future of self-driving cars, I'm personally very excited about. I mean, you go to the pub, you have a few drinks, some dinner, and then your car drives you home. No need to call an Uber.
That is handy, isn't it?
Doesn't that sound exciting?
Yeah, you can have a much more, better social life if that's the case.
Exactly. Way more relaxed. Also, think about it. On the way to work, just let your car drive to work. You can have a little kip or get some stuff done on the way in, kind of thing.
You know, especially when you have, like, a long commute, like 40 or plus minutes, or if you get up early, like what we do, even better, safer.
All of that sort of thing is ahead. But the driverless cars, obviously, Tesla, they've been like, yeah, we're working on it. They have that autopilot feature, but you've got to be sitting in the driver's seat with your hands on the steering wheel to make it work.
And they've got kind of the self-parking thing as well. Kind of reverse parallel parks for you, sort of.
Is there like a little button in those self-driving cars that's like, oh, I need to reverse park, you know, in this like tiny little space here at Charlestown. I'll just press this button and it just kind of manoeuvres itself.
Yeah, you can pretty much do that now.
I think there's like assisted parking
which
you can press.
It works very well. But there's this bloke, the company basically in India called ITN, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they reckon that they are less than a year away from having it sorted, full self-driving cars. They just need a little bit more funding and to finish up this project. They've released this video, which is extraordinary.
Okay.
It's like a four-wheel drive looking car, it sort of looks like a Prado or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's driving through the very busy streets of India. And if you've ever seen like footage of traffic in India, there's cows crossing the road and, you know, there's
chaos.
Rickshaws and, you know, hand carts and all sorts of things going on. And it's just navigating itself perfectly through that. And it looks it's like going slowly when it needs to, you know, dodging different obstacles, that sort of stuff. It's amazing.
That's probably the best place as well, best conditions to test these self-driving cars out too. Because, like, if it's absolutely chaotic on the streets, well, it'd be easy to self-drive over here then if that's the case.
Yeah.
Nah, test at Taro Bridge. Oh. Be more chaotic. Taro Bridge, 5:15 in the arvo.
Well, that is true. So what you're saying is they should do New Delhi first, then Taro Bridge, then it's ready for world release.
Roll it out to the world.
All right, good to know. I'll let them know.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
I went for a little trip, kind of down memory lane. I just went over to Glendale, so not very far from my home.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I've noticed, I guess, since moving back home to Newcastle after many years, is I've gone to a lot of places that I used to frequent a lot, you know, like Spears Point Park, Charlestown Square, all that jazz.
Old
right?
stomping grounds.
That's exactly right. Now, the thing is, Glendale Supercentre, so over there, I pretty much grew up walking around that shopping centre. Like, that is my bread and butter. I love it to bits. Lots of memories there.
And you know it so well.
I do. Better than back of my hand. Anyway, so my first job was at the reject shop there.
Oh,
and
really?
So it's still there. It's still going strong. And I was there for about 3 or 4 years, you know, back in the day. And
That is a long stint.
Yeah, I became a supervisor. I felt very important when I was a young girl. Anyway, so I hadn't been back there.
That's the least surprising thing I've ever heard.
What?
That you became supervisor.
What? What do you mean?
Oh, you just excel at all the, you know,
everything
all the jobs
you do.
Oh,
yeah.
Thanks, guys. Anyway, so I went back there the other day, first time in many, many years, and I thought this might be very interesting and maybe awkward if I run into some people I used to work with. Luckily, I didn't. So I didn't have to do that awkward, oh, hey, how you been over the past couple of years? You know, that type of gear. So I walked in there and I noticed a behavioural change whenever I walk into an old workplace. So I go very quiet and I try and manoeuvre very stealth-like throughout the aisles.
Interesting.
And keep my head down.
Like a sleek leopard.
Yeah. So I'm trying to, like, get in, get out. But I didn't know how, like, if it was weird for me to be in there. Should I be back there? Like, I'm not, it's like I'm working or stacking the shelves.
What do you mean, should I be back there?
I don't
know. Did you leave in disgrace?
No.
I'll put you back to work.
I didn't at all. I just feel like, do you think it's a bit strange to go back to your old workplace? Like, it could be retail, it could be hospitality or something like that. But I find I just kind of become like a shell of a human and I just completely just put my head down and just don't know whether or not what to do.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's so fascinating. I reckon I'd be the opposite.
Why? What do you mean?
Like, I don't get there that often, but my parents still live 5 minutes away from my first job, Bunnings.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I'm ever visiting them and I need to duck into Bunnings, I love it. I love going and like trying to find all the people I used to work with, catching up with them. Because when I left Bunnings,
and a
lot of people would feel the same about their job, same sentiment. So when I left, I always knew I wasn't going to miss the work, but I'd miss the people.
That's right.
So when you can go back and see the people without the work, that's
happy.
Like that's the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Nice. So I'm like, I'm waving down every aisle, trying to find the people I used to work with, catch up with them. I don't know. I love it. I think it's such a fun experience. And then you can make fun of them because they got to do work.
Yeah,
and I don't
that's
know.
True.
You come in from a place of power when you enter as someone who's no longer working there.
So Ari goes in, I guess, Black Panther mode, just padding lightly through the door, you know, and skulkingly looking around the corner.
Hoping that electronic bell doesn't go off.
Yeah.
Bing, boom.
Yes.
Which, like, you know, which you know it will in a reject shop.
Of course it will.
Whereas Stephen is more, you know, the, I guess, the lion, I guess, or the male lion.
He's clumsy panda, I think.
Back, baby.
Jumping up and, you know, trying to greet people at a distance.
That's the difference, though, between you and I think, Stephen. You love the attention. I could go without it. I'm okay with
you
it.
You love the attention as well. Don't lie. Who are you fooling? Not me.
Only one of you got recognised at the weekend.
I did not.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So the weekend, watching this telly show called Escape to the Country. Have you seen this?
I love this show. My mother is a fiend for it.
Yeah.
Can't say I'm familiar with it.
Basically, it's these people, it's in the UK, and they're like sick of the city life, all the hustle and bustle.
Right, okay.
But they want to, like, they sell a house in the city, and then they're moving to the country.
Right, okay.
There's nothing greater on that show than when they've got, like, a budget, and then they're visibly upset. Like, you can tell they're upset because their budget doesn't really cover what they expect they're going to get.
Like, barely even half on their list.
Yeah, they'll be like, so you wanted, I know you wanted, you know, four bedrooms and a swimming pool, but unfortunately these days your £500,000 doesn't buy you that anymore. these boomers, they're like, nothing's ticked off on their list. And they're just like, we thought we were going to get like a free weekend away and check out some dream houses, but we get nothing. Nothing better when it goes like that.
They've already sold their house.
They're in trouble now, aren't they? Yeah, very funny. Often it's like, oh, this is a perfect. One of them cries, it's such a good house. But when they absolutely bottled it, very funny.
Oh, usually, though, they'll have to, like, spend a lot more money to get their dream house, in air quotes, like 800 grand more than their asking price and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, it's very funny.
You guys know I like to be a fun, happy-go-lucky kind of guy.
Yeah.
That's how I'd describe you if somebody asked me, give us the headline of Stephen. That's what I'd say.
Happy-go-lucky.
Look, to be honest, I look forward to work because I get to see your happy face every day.
And I enjoy being, you know, that fun kind of person.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it's only a role I get to play during the day.
Oh.
By night, my role changes to snack police. So my partner, Siobhan, is a snacker, right? She loves a sweet little treat after dinner, you know, just something to tie her over to the morning is often what you say.
What, is she 65, is she? Sounds like my dad.
I'm not a snacker. I never really get the cravings for sweet stuff like that. It's not something that I usually buy. I'm not that interested in it. But it's fine that she likes a snack. I don't mind. She can buy all that stuff she wants. But she's trying to cut down on it. So what she's done is employed me to be the keeper of the snacks.
The snack police, if you will.
Exactly.
Oh, I love it.
Snack police. So my job is to hide them away and then on request provide Siobhan with a little ration of said snacks.
Oh,
do I get like
God.
A Tupperware container or something like that? Here you go. Here's your snacks for the night.
I don't think you're just a snack police. You are the literal warden of the snacks.
Snack warden, if you will.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a job I've taken very seriously. But unfortunately, I've had to hand in my resignation over the last week. I've been pushed to the edge. So,
juicy.
Last week, Siobhan had a day off midweek, so it was up late reading. That's fine, but I've got to get up early for this job. So I went to bed nice and early. She's up reading and, I don't know, she's got a cup of tea, and she thought, you know what, I'm tucked in, nice and cozy here. I've got me cuppa, I've got me book. I would love a little snack to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
So what she's done is woken me up at 11:30 at night. Stephen, I'm hungry. Have a little snack. I absolutely cracked it. And, like, normally you have enough emotional intelligence throughout the day to hold back your raw emotion.
Oh,
yeah.
You can kinda, not late at night.
But when you first wake up, you go into fight or flight.
Yeah.
You really do.
Especially if you're in that deep sleep where you, you know, all of the world's worries have drifted off and you're in dreamland and you feel, you know, the ultimate sense of relaxation until... Wake up!
I was blowing up deluxe. I was not happy. Steam coming from my ears. So I did go and get Siobhan's snacks from the hiding spot. But I told her, that's the last time I'm getting them. If you can't control your portions, not my fault anymore. And I'm not hiding them from you anymore. I said, this is it. This is the straw that's broken the camel's back. You woken me up at near on midnight to have a couple little pods. Not happening again. I was so angry. So angry. Justifiably so, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than when you're in a really deep, in that deep sleep I was talking about, and then you're awoken for no good reason.
Well, that's it. And don't get me wrong. If it's an emergency, or wake me up. That's fine.
Earthquake going on, house fire, you know, something along those lines.
Someone's broken in.
I'd rather be woken up. But if you just got a little urge for some chockey.
You just want a bit of chockey walkie.
That is not my problem. Well, and it shouldn't be my responsibility.
Looks like Steven's moving out, guys.
Yeah, he's on the market again.
Anyone got a couch sleep on?
If you're a lovely lady, Steven's single again? Is that the headline?
Not true. Not true.
Oh, sorry. Not true.
New FM. De Novos.
Design images are doing the rounds at the moment online for a train station that is set to be built over in China. Okay, so don't fear, it's not here, so it's okay.
Our Broadmeadow's safe.
Our Broadmeadow is very safe at the moment. Phew. You think that we've had some interesting buildings? Well, this shape has seen the images go viral for all the wrong reasons. A rendered image of the proposed North Nanjing Station, it's called.
Oh, yeah, North Nanjing.
Oh, yeah, you know it well, apparently, Krivo. Okay, this is fine. Authorities reportedly claim that the inspiration for the shape or the design was actually the plum blossom, which is a beloved flower over there. Right?
Oh, lovely. So it looks like a big...
petals.
Yeah,
they can't count these designers because, you know, petals, well, they generally are about, well, 5 petals per flower, right? Your regular blossom.
Rule of thumb.
Yeah. However, they've gotten the design completely wrong. It blatantly looks like a giant sanitary pad. So it's like, if you know what that looks like, it's usually like just this one kind of long cotton thing and then you've got like the 2 wings on the side, right? It's a pad.
This it just looks like, so if, I've only looked at the picture. The roof is a giant pad.
It literally is.
They've messed this up so bad. Looks like nothing like a flower.
Yeah, it looks like, so you've got, the four, I guess, corners, 4 stems or whatever like that. They've completely messed it up.
I've had a quick Google as well of a plum blossom, just to make sure it's not a flower that resembles a sanitary pad as well. No. It is not. No, it's a very, actually, quite intricate and beautiful flower.
Yeah. So
what they've done is probably, try and get it inspired by a flower, you know, and then the engineers have gotten involved.
Mm.
And it's always engineers with their fancy degrees and their, you know.
Do what?
They've gone.
Can't do that.
Well, it's not possible because you won't be able to fit the trains in. And then they've gone, this is the closest you can have.
Mm.
And then they've not looked at the fact that they're just trying to sell a giant Tampax.
Well, that's it. The design has, though, been approved by the Shaanxi Province government. So this is going ahead. Popular comment, though, agreed that this is what happens when there are no women in the room making the decisions.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
What have they done with the old Queen's Wharf Tower?
I don't know. Nice. Probably question. In a junkyard.
Sitting around in your junkyard somewhere, because you could send it over there and then you'd have like kind of
the whole
like,
set.
Yeah, the whole set sorted.
New FM. This is the Novos 3 of a Kind.
All right, let's do it. This is our game for this morning. Your first chance to win as well. We're giving away a family pass to Port Stephens Animal Adventures. You know, you get to feed and pat the sharks, the macaws, the snakes, pretty much every animal under the sun over there. It's really, really cool.
It'd be like a kid in a candy shop, won't you?
That's right.
Perfect.
What a treat for the school holidays.
Exactly. And this prize is worth up to like $200. So you're definitely going to get your bang for your buck with this one. So all you got to do for us, basically we give you 3 things. You got to guess the running theme between them. Nice and easy. Shall we meet our contestants?
Yep. Let's do it. It's, first of all, Alan in Cardiff. Are you ready to take on 3 of a Kind?
I am keen as mustard, mate.
Yes.
That's what I like to hear.
How was your weekend, mate? Get up to anything exciting?
My weekend was eventful. I actually got caught up in that train accident. I wasn't on the train, but I was in Sydney and I got stuck coming home. So,
what a punish.
So it was a bit of a nightmare, but we're fine. Fresh week. Let's win this.
All right.
That's the can-do attitude we absolutely love. We've got to try and, I guess, meet the Novocastrian, though, who's trying to rip the prize from your hands. We'll go to Black Hill. Morning, Jenny. How's things?
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks. You excited to play as well?
I am. Yes, thank you.
All right, let's get into this then.
Yep.
So scoring is best of 2, first of 3. And you guys have to remember your name is your buzzer. So, Alan, you test your buzzer for us first.
Alan.
Lovely. And then you're next, Jenny.
Jenny.
Technology perfect. Working.
All right. Shall we get into it?
Yep.
All right. Here we go, guys. Nescafe, Makona and Lavazza.
Alan.
What? Alan, yes?
Coffee. Types of coffee.
You've got it. First one in the bag.
Cheeky Alan.
Oh, yeah, I like it.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help it. Alan, Steve! Okay, sorry.
He's never heard that before.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, Alan. All right.
You're right.
Here we go. Next round, guys. Are you ready? Okay.
Yes.
Event, Reading and Hoyts.
Alan,
Alan was quickest again, right?
Oh, did I get our movie cinemas?
You've got it,
yes. Alan!
Two out of three. It's that easy. Hey, Jenny, you didn't get it this time, but would you like to come back for another go tomorrow?
I would absolutely love it.
Yes.
Hey, little, love it. We'll get you these tickets. Don't you worry about it, Jen.
Congrats again to Alan. Well done. Starting your Monday off the right way, eh?
That's it. It's a good change after the eventful weekend I had.
There we go.
You deserve it.
And only local winners.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Well, bringing a taste of London's West End to our very own Newcastle, the Mousetrap is going to be here, which we're so excited about. It's going to be at Newcastle Civic Theatre, the 11th to the 25th of May. And to celebrate this, we've got one of the stars, Alexander Wolf. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me. How are you guys?
Oh, fantastic.
Living the
dream,
we are.
Absolutely bring a piece of culture to the show as well with that beautiful accent of yours, Alex. I love it.
Yeah.
Now, you promised you wouldn't fangirl.
Sorry.
Radio is an audio medium, but I can just hear the blushing going on.
I'm absolutely blushing right now.
No, we're going to be best friends. It's going to be great.
It is bringing a taste of, you know, the West End to here. But through the touring that you've done so far, what's been your favourite moment, I guess, of doing this?
So I'm actually incredibly new to this production in general. I actually was in Australia last year when this tour was on, and it did so well. It was doing incredibly, and I'd actually done the production in the West End already.
Yeah.
Just when COVID had sort of gone into the background, and we were the first show in the West End to reopen.
Right.
Wow.
And so I was quite fortunate to sort of bring this historic piece, and I think it's quite sort of apt considering it's the longest running show in the world that we were the first show to sort of remount. So I'd already done it, and I was here last year, and I saw all these amazing posters and the sort of publicity for it, and I tried to get a ticket for it, but it was so popular that I couldn't. It was sold out.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the stars have aligned, and now I'm here doing it in Australia.
Yeah, well, that would have been such a great energy to experience, you know, being one of the first productions coming back, of course, after the COVID lockdowns. But like you said, you know, Mousetrap would have to be, again, like one of the most iconic stage shows. What can our audiences expect from this murder mystery stage show?
You're absolutely right. It is quintessentially iconic. It's done nearly 30,000 performances in London. And I think we've really bought that energy and that vibrancy to this production. And I think it's got something different about it. It's got a newness to it that is really, really exciting. If you've already seen it in London, then I think you're in for a treat here. And if you haven't seen it in London, well, we've saved you a trip to England.
Perfect. That's
cheaper.
Yeah. Much cheaper.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think something that would be very hard as someone in this production is not spoiling the ending of a whodunit. You like one of the best secret keepers, you know? Like, if I were to tell you something, that's safe with you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when I was rehearsing for this, I didn't even read the lines with my partner, my mum. I didn't tell anyone. And I still won't tell you. there's twists and turns at every corner. I think Agatha Christie has really written something incredibly special that when people go to see it, they the characters are so beautiful and so complex that everyone in that audience will be able to see a part of themselves on stage.
But who did do it?
You'll have to buy tickets to find out, won't you?
I had a go. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. And we are so excited to have you and the whole cast here in Newcastle. 11th to the 25th of May. Get your tickets as quickly as possible because, you know, if 30,000 shows can sell out, you know it's going to sell out here in Newcastle.
Absolutely.
As well.
Indeed. Thank you for having me, guys.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Should I get up?
Massive day Saturday for the mighty Cardiff Hawks. Our game, 9 a.m. for the Twos at number one sports ground.
That's a pretty early start, you
so
know.
So early. And it's hard to get out of bed with that kind of weather.
Mm.
Like when it rains, it pours. And it wasn't just a little bit. It was bucketing down for our game. But with the rain, whether you hate it or love it, you got to go out and battle, right? So
yeah.
We kind of got around each other as a team. And
slipping and sliding all over the place.
Well, many men draped in the famous beetroot and cheese, which is the Cardiff Hawks kit. We went out with a hustler's ambition, came away with the chockies, 4 points, and the team song after felt like we were in the club.
Really?
We earned it. Yeah, it was absolutely massive. Continued on to the day.
Mm-hmm.
So 4 wins from 4 grades for the Hawks.
Awesome.
Pub after, Lambton Park Hotel.
That was going off.
We were like kids in a candy shop.
Oh,
we were just absolutely loving it.
High five and all that sort of stuff.
Did you also sing the team song in the pub, though, like as a collective club? That would have gone off.
We didn't. Maybe that's a missed opportunity. I feel like it is a public venue. So.
Well, it's technically your venue, isn't it? If that's like one of your sponsors, you go there all the time. Why not? Who's going to stop you?
Yeah, good question.
True. If I can't sing it there, then where can I sing it? Where's an acceptable place?
Vibrations, that's it.
But anyway, the mighty Cardiff Hawks, great day Saturday. When all 4 grades win like that, there is just a feeling. It's palpable at the pub after. Everyone's just in high spirits. And I think they would have earned a fair share over the bar.
What an atmosphere.
That night, I reckon.
That's what I love about local sport, hey. You just all go places together and you just live it up.
About.
Yep.
So good. I had a bit of a scare moment, guys, last week, and I.
Oh.
Yeah.
What have you done?
Yeah, what happened?
This was terrifying.
Oh,
so,
God.
Usually, almost 24/7, I've got my wedding ring on. You know, because I'm just so in love with my wife. She's the best person in the world.
Oh,
and,
of course.
And it's just a symbol of our love.
Are you meant to wear these things all the time, or like?
Well, I do.
No, yeah,
I do. I just keep it on.
Yeah.
Anyway, the last, I don't know, week or two, though, it's just been getting, like, a bit red underneath.
Mm-hmm.
So when I've been going to sleep, I've been taking off, put it on the nightstand.
Right, okay.
Just to
give your skin some time to breathe.
Yeah, and it's working. It's already looking better, right?
Right.
It was just a bit red and, needed a bit of time to breathe. A couple of days ago, I took off the ring, went to sleep, had a good sleep. Oh, woke up a little bit late for work and rushed off to work. I forgot to put my wedding ring on.
Oh, no.
So,
that would have got you in trouble.
Yeah, I'll whip your head, boy.
No.
What are you doing? None of that. I don't know. Anyway, I got home from doing the job here at the radio station, probably about 11, 11.30. I got back. And I'm like, quick, go put my wedding ring on so I don't forget, you know?
Yeah.
So I go into the bedroom and it's not there on the nightstand. I was like, hang on, was it falling down or something? What's happened here?
And you specifically left it there.
Well, it's the only place I'd leave it.
Right.
Only one spot. Where is it? I looked down on the ground first. I thought maybe it had rolled off.
The dog's got it.
Not there. Well, that did cross my mind after then checking just my little corner, like my bit of the bed. I was looking there.
Mm-hmm.
No, it hasn't gone behind the nightstand.
Not caught in the sheets.
So, like, you know what? You do that thing with the sheet where you shake it all out. I start doing that with the doona and everything. I start panicking a bit this point. I'm like, oh, no, what is going on? Emmy was home, my wife, and I said, have you seen my wedding ring? She's gone, no. Like that. Start ruffling around more. And then at this point, I hear she starts giggling away. She's seen it there and hidden it to make me panic.
You know what? That's actually very funny. She saw an opportunity to sting you and it's come off.
It's worked so badly.
So you found it. She gave it to you.
She'd hidden it in her ring dish with a little cover over it.
The other thing as well is Crevo notoriously has a bad memory.
And I'm bad at always losing stuff. I never put stuff in the same place ever.
Yeah, right.
Except wedding ring. I'm very careful. Only goes on my nightstand.
But my point is, this is something she could trick you into thinking, did I actually put it there?
Oh,
you would be going crazy.
Such an easy trick on me.
Love it.
But this is what I wanted to do here, because that moment of panic when you lose
your ring. It's like nothing else.
It is not like nothing else. 4967-4105. When did you lose your ring, or maybe another piece of important jewellery, or maybe it was like your partner or whatever, they've lost theirs.
Mm.
First to Medford. Morning, Lisa. When did you lose the ring?
Well, hubby actually lost it.
Uh-oh, in the bad book.
Yeah, well, it was for a few days too. So he'd left it on the bathroom vanity, and the 5-year-old daughter decided to take it, unbeknownst to us, and play with it. So, it turned up a few days later, and, he thought I'd taken it, but no, she decided to play with it for a few days. So, yeah.
She's like, that is mine now. Thank you, Mummy and Daddy.
Looks precious. Yeah, all that stuff. You got to be so careful, don't you?
Yes.
Kids, eh?
Kids and
can't live with them, can't live without them.
All that stuff.
Let's go to our next story with Diane in Aberglass. And good morning, Diane. What have you got for us?
Hello, how are you?
Good.
I actually lost my husband's wedding ring. We were going overseas and his finger would swell on the plane, so he gave it to me for safekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in my bag in a little side zip. When we come home, he said, oh, where's my ring? Went through the bag, couldn't find it, looked everywhere, upturned it, couldn't find it. 18 months later, when I was changing my bag over, pulled the lipstick out to throw it away, and around the lipstick was a little gold band, which I'd noticed for the 18 months prior. Went to put it in the bin, and the ring flew off it. It wasn't a gold band. It was his wedding ring that had been in my bag for 18 months.
Oh, my God. Did you get a replacement as well?
No, he wouldn't let me. He said, no, not having a replacement. It's not the real one. I don't want any. So,
guilt trip.
So I felt so bad and kept saying, oh, well, you're not married. You're not married.
For any husband, that is better than winning the lottery, isn't it? The missus has lost the wedding ring. That's like, you've got that guilt ticket forever, don't you?
He's really put himself on holiday there. Like, he doesn't have to worry about his ring. And if it's lost, it's not his fault. He sounds like a genius. He should be working for NASA, I reckon. Let's go to Waratah next. Nicola, what's your story?
Hi, so I'm usually the one to always lose stuff, but this time I actually lost my engagement ring down an elevator shaft.
Oh, how'd it get down there?
So I had my phone in my pocket while I was at work, and I had pulled my phone out of my pocket, and my ring had come out of my pocket and fallen down the crevice of the elevator shaft as the door had opened, and I have never received it back, so...
There you go.
Oh, my God.
What elevator is it?
It's near the Wickham Hotel in Newcastle, so it's across the road in the establishment.
If anyone works please call the station. We can, that'd be amazing to try and sort that out.
Two rings then, it'd be great.
Yeah, in the meantime, we can't get your ring back right now, but we can give you a couple tickets to Mousetrap the Musical. We'll send you off.
Oh, thank you.
The Novos. Clickbait Roulette.
Yeah, that's right. Now, though, your chance to get yourself a couple of passes to our boat party this Saturday night on Cruiser Nightclub with DJ Topic.
Woo!
All you got to do is figure out which of these news headlines is a fake, which one is the clickbait story that's not real. And if you can do that correctly, you get yourself a double on our Cruiser Nightclub. It's going to be amazing.
Now, Crevo, you'll be quiz master.
That's right.
Which means Ari and I can help our lucky Novacastrian today.
Definitely.
Which is Kayla in Waratah West. Morning, Kayla. How's things?
Good morning. Good, thank you.
Do you feel like you're someone who could normally tell when people are telling you porkies?
Mm. Yes, definitely. I'm pretty good on picking up on that sort of thing.
Excellent. Well, perfect game for you then.
Crevo quaking in his boots.
What we'll do
here is we'll quickly give you 3 clickbait article titles. 2 of them real, 1 is fake. You have to try and pick the fake one. Good to go?
Yes, yep.
All right, let's do this thing.
Article number 1. Man finds cache of more than 50 gold coins while using a metal detector for the first time in Shropshire countryside.
Okay.
That's article number 1. Article number 2. Bird confuses police officer's siren by mimicking siren sound.
Ooh.
Okay.
Article number 3. Pungent stinknet plant in Arizona forces idyllic picnic area to be shut down for a month.
Ooh.
All right, there are your 3 articles.
Okay, so we've got article one, metal detector man.
Yeah.
We've got the mimicking bird.
Yep.
And then we've got stinky plant ruins picnic.
That's
right.
There are
3 articles essentially.
Yeah. So usually a good strategy here is to start by thinking what's the most true and knocking that out.
Is there any that you know are true?
No, I don't know any of these stories, but it keeps just going, one is false, one is false. That's all I'm, yeah, that's just keeps saying in my mind, so I might go one being false.
All right.
Well, so yeah, there's only one that's false, just for clarification.
Yeah, number one.
Okay, so we're saying the metal detector man who found 50, up to 50 gold coins.
No, it's more than 50.
Oh, okay, sorry, I apologise.
Story headline.
We're going to say that is the fake article, which means you think the mimicking bird and the stinky plant ruining the picnic are both real stories.
Yeah, even though they sound like bizarre, like the most bizarre stuff is usually true.
Yeah, sometimes truth is stranger than fiction, isn't it?
All right.
That's right.
Okay, so we've locked it in. Metal detector man is what we've locked in as the fake article today, Crevo. Yeah.
On the line here. A double pass to New FM's boat party this Saturday night.
Good luck,
aboard Cruiser Nightclub with DJ Topic. You could see him so close, you could almost reach out and touch him. I can reveal to you that the answer is 100%. You've got it right! Congratulations!
It was my birthday yesterday and I was planning to go Saturday night. I'm so excited!
Oh, happy birthday!
Yeah, happy birthday!
You've literally made my entire week. Thank you so much.
Oh, we can't wait to see you there.
You're very welcome. I'm glad your instinct and detective work has paid off. You are our latest local winner.
A detective. Thank you so much.
We found you a new career as well. Only local winners.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
Newy back in time. So if you haven't heard this before, what I've done is throughout the week, I've curated some audio grabs from the archive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all these audio grabs are from the same year. It's your job opposite me here to try and decipher what year all these grabs come from.
That's right. And Ari, being from Newcastle, I think you're doing better. I think you're on 3 points. I think I'm on one.
Must be. Something like that.
All right.
Close
so,
to it.
So, everything to play for me, trying to get back a little bit of, I guess, pride.
Okay.
At the moment, I'm feeling pretty down about the whole situation.
So you've only got 30 seconds, maybe 40 seconds at most, of audio to work with here.
Okay.
And then I'll try and press you guys for an answer.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Astonishing news from East Germany, where the East German authorities have said, in essence, that the Berlin Wall doesn't mean anything anymore.
The Morris at RSL and Country Golf Club course went under the hammer at Rain and Horn Sydney auction rooms this morning, with a starting price of $4 million.
At 10:29 this morning, an earthquake measuring 5.5 on the Richter scale rocked the steel city.
What do you mean we're in the future?
October 21st, 2015.
I gotta check this out, Doc. I need to borrow your hoverboard.
The last one's Back to the Future. Okay.
There's, which you love as a movie.
An eclectic mix of clips and grabs in there.
Yes. So we also had the fall, the Berlin Wall, was that it?
Yes.
We had the Newcastle earthquake.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Morissette RSL sold, which is a big, big event. A lot of people talking about that one.
Starting price of $4 million. That might give you a bit of a clue on the time as well. I think it'd be worth a little bit more than $4 million now.
Yeah, just a tiny...
It's my gut feeling.
Wincy tiny bit. I've got 2 years that I cannot... I'm like having an internal battle around in my mind.
Well, how about you tell yours first and then I'll go next. And then we'll deliberate together.
Fair. We're up against each other. Okay, I'm going to put my flag in the sand.
Okay.
In the year 1990.
Okay.
1990, flag planted.
What in particular has made you think that?
I just think that's when Seinfeld started.
Right, okay.
That's probably my closest. And the earthquake, I'm not sure. I've got a second year in mind, but I don't want to give it away in case it influences the witness, a.k.a. Ari.
What are your thoughts, Ari? We are going to have to press you for an answer.
I know. Yeah. I think, look, the Back to the Future one, I'm relying on my knowledge of the movies to be able to make this decision.
Not the earthquake when you were in Newcastle?
No, I wasn't born during the earthquake,
yeah,
so
but
it doesn't count.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that's right. I'm still young. But, yeah, the hoverboard. Which movie was that one in? I can't remember.
We're going to have to push you for an answer. News is coming up very quickly.
5-4. Oh, otherwise, I'll get the points by default.
1985, 1990.
Mm.
Okay, another hint, because neither of you have got it.
Okay.
Shoot.
Year New FM first broadcast. It was New FM's birthday last week, the week before.
I'm going to go, then I would like to move mine to 91.
By I'd 1 year. Or I'm going to say 89.
Ari's got it. It was 89.
Oh, she's got it. Done it.
So another point. Two. Okay, now I'm right. Okay.
Ari now on 4. I'm on 1. Oh. I'm. You know what? I thought being old would be an advantage in this game, but it has not worked in my favour at all. Well done, Ari. Another point to you.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. On the air now.
I normally do my shopping on the weekend. So the last couple of weeks with footy being on a Saturday, I've done it Sunday.
Yep.
This means that when Friday night rolls around, normally it's bottom of the barrel type stuff for dinner. Oh. It's like, can you clear the fridge? Can you clear the freezer?
Very last of your supplies.
What? Yeah, what have I got left to put together something that resembles a meal?
The food that you don't really want to eat through the week, you keep putting it off. So, delay food.
So for dinner on Friday,
yeah.
I made myself a sandwich, which is not, you know, nothing special, not really dinner. But yeah, anyway, I was like, I won't go to bed hungry. It'll get me through till tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sure. So made myself a sandwich. Asked my partner Siobhan if she wanted one. She was like, nah, I had a big lunch, I'm full. And me, being the idiot I am, believed that. Believed that she wouldn't want a sandwich, believed that she wouldn't be hungry, that she'd be fine right through till bedtime. Guess who's going in making another sandwich after I've had one bite of mine and she's gone, that looks good.
That's so not fair. Get her to make her own sandwich the next
time. Oh, you haven't been in a relationship living with the person very long, so I can tell you that doesn't work.
Look, I'm telling you, it's not going to last long if you keep doing things for her.
No, she's taken one bite of it. She's gone, oh, that's good. Can I have a sandwich? I've got, what do you want in it? Oh, whatever you've put in that one. Exactly what you put in that one. So that gets her out of having to do it, because I know the ingredients. But she wanted a bite out of it. Of course I gave her a bite of mine.
Did you give her your one, though, and make a new one, or...?
No, no.
Okay.
I made her a completely fresh sandwich. She didn't want that, my old sandwich. She had a bite out of it. She wanted a new sandwich.
Now, guys, if you've been a little bit worried about your diets recently, about, you know, cleaning your act up and eating more healthy, turns out, doesn't matter.
What?
Excuse me?
Excuse you. Yeah, so the Guinness World Record holder for the oldest living man, 111 years old, this is currently, his name is John Alfred Tinniswood, and he's
such an old name, isn't it?
It's
John
cute.
Alfred Tinniswood. He is a man born 111 years ago.
Certainly is. Now, he's been talking about his diet. People ask him, oh, what's the secret to longevity? How do you have such a long, healthy life? And he's like, well, to be quite fair, I do have quite the sneaky treat every week. I'm talking about fish and chips. The big oily things themselves. He has it every single week and he's outlived everyone he knows.
He loves a chippy.
He loves
there a
chippy.
So that's the secret to a long life.
Well, he says moderation is key. He never smokes. He rarely drinks. Used to have drinks every now and then. He follows no special diet, but he must have a fish and chip supper once a week.
I guess you have something to look forward to, don't you?
Yeah.
You think you're about to kick the bucket, you go, oh, I'm only 2 days away from the chippy.
Yeah, that's true. And then you have that, you go, oh, that was delicious. Next day, you go, only 6 days away.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, you got something to look forward to.
That is a great tip right there, isn't it?
Well, he does come on to say as well, if you drink too much or you eat too much or you even walk too much, if you do too much of anything...
He's got no idea. He's lucked into 114 years or however old he is. He's lucked in.
If you do too much of anything, you're going to suffer eventually. So, you know, there you go. Words to live by, apparently.
The funny thing is, though, the evidence from his perspective is all in his favour. Because he sees, people he knows dying younger. Oh, you've only lived to 100. He'll walking too much. I've seen him walking all the time. You know, oh, he was drinking too much, all that sort of stuff. But and no one can argue with him because they're all dead and he's still alive.
True.
Oh, well, there we go. Eat fish and chips more is the key there.
Mm-hmm.
Brought to you by Fish and Chips.
UFM. The Novos.
Turning it up today, sunny, tops of 23. Tomorrow, copy paste, maybe 24 if you're lucky.
Thank you.
Almost pool weather.
I think it is.
I might go for a dip this arvo.
Don't get too excited.
No, I think treat yourself. You deserve it.
People are crazy.
You've been working hard all morning. Have a swim if you want.
That's it.
Still cold. What are you going to do? Put your wetsuit on?
Muscle recovery. My vocal cords, they're all sore from me talking this morning.
Yappity-yappity-blah-blah.
Blah. That's it. I'll go in and have a swim and sort out those muscles.
Nice one.
No worries.
There's a plan for the rest of the day. What about you, Ari? Any swims?
No. I'm going to go run like a real human, like a real man.
I've got it. I'm not sure where to go with that.
You'd be mugged off.
I'm going to move on. I do have to call home this arvo, though.
What's happened?
Nan's birthday.
Aww.
Nan's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Stephen's Nan.
She's turning 21 for the 69th time.
Yeah.
Very lovely.
I love that.
So you can do a bit of maths if you want. If not, doesn't bother me at all.
Say she's 21. She'll love it.
Yeah, she's 21. So I'll give her a call.
That's us done and dusted for today. Heaps of local winners today. We gave away mousetrap tickets. Mm. We gave away Port Stephens Animal Adventures tickets.
And
boat party tickets.
Yes,
there's more. More of those across the day as well with DJ Topic there. It's a super yacht, guys. Get around it. You want to win these tickets. Only local winners here on UFM. That's us done.
Do I have to behave on Saturday because listeners are going to be there and stuff?
Yeah. No, I'll let you go a little bit wild. We'll see how wild he gets.
To behave. Gotta be a very good boy.
No, there's no fun in behaving. What do you mean? Be chaotic.
Do whatever you want.
I think it'll be a fun night.
Yeah, exactly. Have a great day, everyone. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Catch up.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au. And you can relive all the fun again and again and again.